Hello, pleasant greetings to you. Shree here, and welcome to another episode of Are You Gonna Finish That? Today, I'm doing something a little different. In front of me is a book that was published well over a year ago, 2017 actually, but this book has recently made its way to become a streaming services original series. The book I am speaking of, Behind Her Eyes by Sarah Pinborough. She's a UK author, and she's written quite a few books, I might say. This particular book is 304 pages long, and it is what is in front of us right now. So, 152 is the midpoint of this book, and that is where I stop and assess. Am I going to keep going, or am I going to stop right here? This in no way reflects the author's ability to write a good novel, but it does reflect the author's ability to keep my attention, you know? And I'm what's important. No, just joking. But the author chooses first and third person narratives for this particular book. And the chapters that are written in first person are told from either Adele or Louise's point of view, and they're named as such. So Adele's point of view, the chapter is called Adele. Now, there are three main characters in this story. There's Adele, Louise, and David. The third person chapters are flashbacks and usually labeled then. T-H-E-N, then, okay? All right, David does not really come into play as far as I know, okay? I must say that, as far as I know, I haven't read any chapters from David's point of view. And I say that because when this book begins, I have no idea what's going on. So, yeah. Now, this is a book written by an author from the UK. So, some words may be foreign for some of us US readers. I know I ran into a few while I had this book in front of me. And one of those words, stone. S-T-O-N-E. Now, I do know that stone has something to do with pounds or kilograms. Here in the U.S., it's pounds. So, of course, I looked it up, tipping on my keyboard. 14 pounds is about what it is. Stone is about 14 pounds. The other word that I ran across was gone. G-O-N-E. This one threw me for a loop, but as it was in the book, I knew it had something to do with time. There I go, tapping on my keyboard. Gone basically means after the hour. So if it's two gone, then it's after two. Now there are other words, but of course, that's not what I'm doing here. I'm not just going to explain all of the British slang or the differences. Yeah, you might have to go tip-tapping on your keyboard as well. Now, there is profanity in the book. From my point of view, my opinion, it's less than excessive, but much more than minimal. You may get it and you may think, wow, okay, this is excessive. And that would be right. Because to you, it's excessive. For me, I didn't think so. But, you know, to each their own. Now, there has been about, I know one scene, but maybe two scenes that are sexual in nature. But there are several mentions of it. So, not of the scene, but of the act. So, but there aren't plenty of descriptions so far. Now remember, I'm on page 152. Now, I could get past page 152 and it just turns into, an explicit sort of happening going on. But as far as where I stopped, this is just about what you get. Okay. Now, one of the first things I noticed while reading is the author keeps you in the dark, you being the reader. You have no clue as to what's going on. The first two chapters of the book is something that you read and you just take with you. It is what it is, you know? That's how the first two chapters are. You read it, you don't know what's going on, and you keep on moving. I'm pretty sure you can get past the first couple of pages. I would hope so, but maybe not. I kept going past those first two chapters. Now, this made me think, made me wonder, since it's a thriller, which means there's a level of suspense that, keeps you intrigued. But I wonder about thrillers that withhold information versus ones that lay out mostly everything. Now, they both keep the same, they don't keep the same format, but they both have the same goal, and that is to thrill you, to provide you with suspense. So, is one better than the other? I wouldn't say that they are because it takes a certain level of skill to have you intrigued enough to keep going when they don't tell you what's going on. So I'd say they're both pretty artistic, and an author who can do that, hey, fantastic. Now, the reason why this is a very different episode is because, for one, this book is over a year old, and two, contains spoilers. Yes, spoilers. Sorry to do it to you. I'll keep it to a minimum. Are you gonna finish that? Yes. And telling you why, I kind of have to spoil a little bit. Okay, now, because I know it's a thriller, it's easier to suspect something's amiss. But you really don't know. You really don't know. Well, I really didn't know. But there are cryptic statements or foreshadowing, I think. I think it's foreshadowing, Yeah, I really don't know. Halfway through, so I don't know. But on page 90 is when we're let in on someone's thoughts about another character. And you thought, everything was just dandy, but it just really, it's not. And that's when Adele expresses about how she feels about Louise. Now, when you're first reading this book, there are going to be things that unfold, in present time, and you're like, okay, all right, okay, that's it, that's information. But you don't know if all of the main characters know this information as you, the reader, does. And so you find out, page 90, that Adele, she knows something about Louise. She has to, because she just insulted her so deeply. Not out loud, because they're friends with quotation marks. Ooh. No, but you find out Adele, she may not like Louise like she says she does, but there were points where there were statements made earlier in the book that let you know something's probably not right. And those were like, what could go wrong? Or she doesn't suspect anything, And so, of course, if someone says she doesn't suspect, then you're like, oh, so there's something to suspect? It's just that this person doesn't suspect? Yeah. That's what happens. But you know, as far as the writing is concerned, the author is descriptive, not too descriptive. Being too descriptive, that can ruin a book, okay? Like, I don't want to read about every little detail. The reason why, because books help the reader escape, you know? And sometimes you just want to imagine what it looks like. Imagine, like, what it would be if it were to ever go to the big screen, you know? If it were to make it to screen, would it look anything like I pictured? Well, if you haven't read this book and you want to read it, you can picture it as well as see how it looks on the screen. But as far as this book, like I said, I plan on reading it, and the reason why is because I want to see just how twisted it gets. When I first saw that Adele really did not like Louise, man, I was like, wait, what? Did I just read that? Yes, baby, you just read that. You just read that. And so, of course, I was ready to go to the next page. I was ready. And I think that was at the end of part one. I don't know if I don't look through the book. I don't look ahead. And the reason why is because sometimes just looking ahead, you'll find out something just at a glance. And you're like, oh no, I just spoiled. Yes, you did. And you didn't mean to. But I don't know if there are part more than two parts, but I do know that at the end of part one, we find out, yeah, things aren't what they seem. There's also something about reading a thriller and not knowing everything and coming to your own conclusions. And there is a part where I've come to my own conclusion, or I speculate that David has something to do with a turning point in Adele's life. I don't know if that's true, but I think so. So, yeah, on that note, I'm gonna have to go ahead and end this because I gotta get back to this book, okay? Because, like I said, I'm gonna finish it. And so that's what I plan to do. Until next time.